Teresa speaks at great length of the prayer of quiet in her life. But first, she tells us of the struggles and difficulties she experienced in her endeavour to be faithful to prayer. This can be an encouragement to all of us when our own efforts weaken and we feel that we are failing.
Would that I had the permission to tell of the many times I failed God during this period by not seeking support from this strong pillar of prayer. I voyaged on this tempestuous sea for almost 20 years, with these fallings and risings. I should say that it is one of the most painful lives, I think, that one can imagine. For neither did I enjoy God, nor did I find happiness in the world. When I was experiencing the enjoyments of the world, I felt sorrow when I recalled what I owed to God. When I was with God, my attachments to the world disturbed me. This is a war so troublesome that I do not know how I was able to suffer it even a month, much less for so many years. However, I see clearly the great mercy the Lord bestowed on me. For though I continued to associate with the world, I had the courage to practice prayer. I say courage, for I do not know what would require greater courage among all the things there are in the world than to betray the king and know that he knows it and yet never leave his presence. Though we are always in the presence of God, it seems to me the manner is different with those who practice prayer, for they are aware that he is looking at them. With others, it can happen that several days pass without their recalling that God sees them. I have recounted this at length so that the mercy of God and my ingratitude might be seen. Also, in order that one might understand the great good God does for a soul that willingly disposes itself for the practice of prayer, even though it is not as disposed as necessary. I recount this also that one might understand how, if the soul perseveres in prayer, in the midst of the sins, temptations, and failures of a thousand kinds that the devil places in its path, in the end, I hold as certain, the Lord will draw it forth to the harbour of salvation, as, now it seems, he did for me. May it please His Majesty that I do not get lost again.